The Haftorah of the Shabbos is the Haftorah from Yeshaya. Yeshaya presents us with the words Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. His representation of seeing Hashem, he comes up to the Kisei HaKavod, he sees it in his Nevuah, and he cries out, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Rav Soloveitchik says, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh is not holy, but transcendent. He recognizes that there's something going on, and it is so much more, so much above anything that he sees and that we see. What's the connection between the Haftorah and our Parsha? Rav Chaim Angel, in his book, The Opaque Lens, has an amazing article where he talks about the difference between our Haftorah, our Parsha, the difference between Yeshaya, the difference between Yechezkel, and all the different forms of Nevuah. In his article, he quotes a fascinating Gemara. Gemara talks about the difference between Yechezkel and Yeshaya. It says that Yechezkel and Yeshaya both saw God. It's true, they both saw a king, but one of them saw God through the eyes of a villager, and some of them saw God through the eyes of a townsman. What exactly is going on? What does that mean? It says Rabbi Chaim Angel, the Gemara means that Yechezkel, who was not used to seeing kings, he lived in Gullus and Bavel, he looks at God in his Mara, in his unbelievable Maisa Merkava, and he looks and says, I'm not familiar with what a king looks like. This is awe-inspiring. There's something so powerful about the experience. Yeshaya, who lived in the land of Israel, who had seen kings, Jewish kings, other kings, he looks and says, I've seen kings. So when I come up to the Kisei HaKavod and I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, of course it's impressive. But there's something not as shocking and jarring as what Yechezkel sees. But again, we're stuck with one question. Yechezkel saw God. Yeshaya saw God. But doesn't Moshe Rabbeinu say that if you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nobody can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Right? Lo yirani adam v'chai. God tells that to Moshe Rabbeinu. You can't see me, and anybody that sees me will die. So how could it be? What exactly is going on here? But Angel says that, yes, it's true. Nobody can see God. You can't see God if you're looking at it like Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu looked at God as though I'm looking through a window. It's completely clear. I see straight outside. Yeshaya, though, Yechezkel, though, when they looked at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was through a dimmed and an opaque lens. They couldn't see everything clearly. In fact, the Gemara goes on to say that Yeshaya saw through one dim lens, Yechezkel saw through nine dim lens. They're looking at it through a mirror. They're seeing something. It's fuzzy. They don't know exactly what they're seeing. That's the vision of Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. It's not Moshe Rabbeinu's image. Perhaps the message of the Haftorah, the connection between the Haftorah and the Parsha is that, yes, it's true. Transcendent, transcendent, transcendent is an experience that parallels Sinai. It is profound. And yet, the Haftorah needs to indicate to us that as profound as Yeshaya's experiences are, and as profound and powerful as Yechezkel's experiences are, there was not a one other experience in the history of mankind like Matan Torah. Matan Torah was a moment that was so defining, so clearly different from everything else. And just like Moshe is differentiated from the other Nevi'im, there is no one like him, so too Matan Torah. There will never be an event like that again. Yes, we have to try to find those opportunities to bring Torah and feel that the Torah is being given bo bayom, that day, thus as Rashi says. Yeah, it has to happen. But yet, at the end of the day, there will be no event like Matan Torah ever again. And that is what the Haftorah wants us to know. The Haftorah wants us to know that the defining moment, the moment that will make the Jewish people so unique, was a once-in-a-world experience.